Okay, today's daf is Sotah Daf Yud Beis. Just as a scheduling note, first happy Yom HaMiyuchas to all. On today, Beis Sivan, the day between Rosh Chodesh and Shloshes Me'agbalah. Be'ez Hashem, today and tomorrow, I'll be giving, and next week, obviously Shavuos in the middle, but I'll be giving the Shiur of next week. But after next week, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a week, and then the following week is the last week I'm home. I need to pack. And you know, to give the daf that week, you know, it's not gonna happen to pack up a house. So as of next Friday, that'll be my summer break. And hopefully I'll try to stay a little busy. But then I'll be on the website. But I'm starting from the beginning of September. Menachem will be giving it over the summer. And then starting from September, the exact website and the web address. I'll let everybody know. I think it's projectsinai.org or .com. I'll let everybody know. Hopefully I'll know tomorrow, and for sure by early next week. But we'll let everybody know. Anyway, but today we have to learn. So to Daf Yudal from Abayz, we are on Vatirena. We continue the Agadata in Maseches Sota in the beginning. So the last one in the line is Vatirena. We're in the discussion of Shmos and Va'era. How did we get into this? From the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned that Miriam had Mida Keneged Mida. She waited for Moshe, so Bnei waited for her. How did we get into Miriam? Koas Sota is Mida Keneged Mida. That's how all this came up. So we're continuing. Vatirena hamyaldos eso elokim velo asu kasher tiber alehen. The midwives feared Hashem, but they didn't listen to Paro to kill the children. So what does it mean, v'chulu? Lohen mi bo'ilei. What do you mean, kasher tiber alehen? Lohen to them. What's alehen? Amr Yosef bar Chanina malami shetavon l'dvar aveira velo nitvu. Paro tried to be mezana with them. That's what Alehen alludes to. Vatachayena es hayeladim, and they made cause to be alive the children. Tana lo dayin shlo emisu osan. Not only did they not kill them, Shifra and Pua, ela shahayu maspikos lehemayim umazon. They gave them food, they gave them sustenance, they did everything they can to cause them to live, not just that they didn't kill them. Vatomana hamyaldos el paro kilo kanashim v'chulu. The midwife said, these women, these Jewish women, are not like the Mitzrios women, they're chayos. So my chayos, what does chayos mean? So yilei mechayos mamish doesn't mean actual chayos, chayos, a midwife, doesn't mean a midwife, and therefore, they're all midwives, therefore they don't need midwives. Adu chaya milo tzricha chaya chrisla oluda, even if somebody's a midwife, you need another midwife when you give birth, right? You can't, Rashi quotes, a person can't let themselves out of jail. Person, if a woman's a midwife, so you need somebody else, though, to help you. So, Ela Amru Lo, no. Chaya here doesn't mean midwife, but it means animal. Uma Zuk Chaya Nimshala. This Uma, this nation, are like animals, meaning they're very independent. Yehuda Gur Aryeh. Dun, Yehidun, Nachash. Nachtali Ayala Shalucha. Yisachar Chamar Garim. Yosef Bachar Shar. You see, they're all compared to animals. Binyamin Zeiv Yitraf, right by it's the allusion to the Mizbeach, Tchsivbe, and those who have animals explicitly related to them have them written. Udiloksivbe, and even the Shvatim that do not have animals describing them, Ksiv, it describes in Yecheskel all the Shvatim. Ma imcha lavi bein arayos ravatsa, v'chomer. So all the Shvatim are compared to lions. So that's what it means, that they're like animals, therefore they're very independent before we get that they have their kids. Next. Vayhiki Yarham Yalda Zesalokim Vayasalahem Batim, the Pasuk says, because they feared Hashem, they merited to have houses. What do the houses mean? Rav Shmuel. Chad Amar Bate Kahuna Vilavia. One says that what does it mean? They got Kahuna and Levia coming out from them. Vachad Amar Bate Malchus. And one says kings came out from them. So the Gemara describes, who are these? Samadha Rabbati Gunabalavia Aaron and Moshe. Fine. Aaron and Moshe is Kahuna and Levias. That's how we know it came out from Shifra and Pua, from Miriam and Yocheved. They had, Yocheved had Aaron and Moshe. Umadha Rabbati Malchus, David Nami Miriam Kasi. And what about Malchus? David and Melach really comes from Miriam. How do you know? Shetachsev, the Pasuk says, Vatamas Azuva, Vayikach lo Kalev as Ephras. Miriam was married to Kalev. And Kalev took Ephras, Vatela lo es Hur, and Hur was the son of Miriam. So Azuva is another name of Miriam, as we'll see in the Gemara soon. And Kalev was the husband, Vixivit David ben Ish Ephrati, Vigomer. So you see, David Amela comes from Ephras. Ephras was another name of Miriam. Okay. Why Ethebes Alevi? Why Davka was this the schar of the midwives. It's kind of the midwives who saved the children. They dafka got Bate Kehuna v'Leviya and Bate Malchus. So the Beis HaLevi says beautifully. It's quoted, if you want to look it up, in the Kimotzi Shalal Rav on Shmos, on that pasuk, beginning of Shmos. Because what was Paro's Kavana? Paro's Kavana was to throw all the boys into the Nile. So the Jewish religion would keep going. Because all the women were there, and Judaism goes by the women. Right? So all the Egyptian men would marry the Jewish women. There'd still be a lot of Jews around. Because it goes by the women. So what was he trying to cause them to lose? He was trying them to cause them to lose Yichus. Because Yichus goes by paternity. Yichus, what's the Yichus? That goes by, Ben Acharbas, not. If you're Ben Acharben from a great tzaddik, that's already a mile. Ben Acharbas is, so it goes by paternity. That's what he was trying to remove from them, by removing all the males. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Bischar, Malchus, and Kehuna v'Leviya. Because those are two things that are miyuchas, that goes by the father. Malchus and Kehuna v'Leviya go by the father. So Dafka, as a schar for saving the paternity, he gave them something that goes by the father, that is the ultimate in Yichus and Klal Yisrael, the king and Kehuna and Leviya. Before Matan Torah, did it 2 days in the Ramban. 2 days in the Ramban, in Parshas Emor, whether even Jews had patrilineal descent before Matan Torah. Right. So maybe this is assuming like they were still different then. Continuing, two dots. V'kolib ben chesron holod as azu v'isha v'es yirios. The darshin, for the next couple of lines, the following pasuk, also talking about Miriam and Kolib, but different names. Right? This is pasuk at the beginning of Divrei HaYamim. We had already once before that Divrei HaYamim, even though the first nine Trakim or so in Divrei HaYamim roll names, they're not always meant to be taken literally. Sometimes the names mean something else. Sometimes the names mean a few people have one person has five different names listed, as we'll see here. But Kolib ben Chetzron, holed as Azuva Isha. Kolib ben Chetzron gave birth to Azuva, his wife, ve'es Yirios, and Yirios, ve'ela Baneha, these are her sons, Yesher, Veshova, Va'ardo. So we're going to darshan the pasuk. Ben Chetzron, Kolib ben Chetzron, ben Yifunehu. What do you mean? Kolib's father's name was Yifuneh, not Chetzron. So really, his name was Chetzron, but Yifuneh was a nickname. Ben Shepana me'atas Meraglim. Yifuneh means he turned away from the Eitzah of the Meraglim. Akari said, 1 minute, Akati ben Kenazu. Oh, what do you mean? Kenaz was his father. Dechsev, Ayilkada, Vilkadua, Asniel ben Kenaz, Achi Kalid. Beginning of Shoftim, Asniel ben Kenaz, the brother of Kalid, captured the city, Kiryat Sefer. So, what do you mean? If that was his brother, so how could they have two different fathers? The answer is, you're right. Amar of Acharga to Kenaz Ave. He shared a mother. He was the stepson of Kenaz, but he shared a mother. Dekanami, Dechsev, Pazuk also calls him HaKenizi, Shmamina. So you see, he was related to a Kenaz, even though Chetzron was really his father. Period. Azuva. Kalev gave birth to Azuva. Who's that? Zumiriam. Azuva's name, Miriam's nickname. Velamanik Rishma Azuva, Shahakol Azvuha Mitrilasa. Because nobody wanted to marry her. She was left alone. Why? She was always sick. Rashi quotes here, and we'll see it in the Gemara too. She was always sick. Second line. Shemitchila cholanis haisa. She was always sick, so nobody wanted to get involved in that relationship. Holid. Continuing the pasuk, Kalev gave birth to his wife. V'halo mitzav avinasav lahi. When he married her, when he gave birth to her. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kolanose isha l'shem shamayim, ma'ala alav akasav kilu yolda. No, anyone who marries a woman, l'shem shamayim, what does l'shem shamayim mean? Rashi quotes here on the third line, in this case, even though she was sick, he married her l'shem shamayim because he saw Baruch Kacho, or he saw her brothers, and as Chazal say, the children go after the mother's brothers, so he was l'shem shamayim, even though it was going to be a difficult situation, because she was sick and he was going to have to take care of her, but it was a totally l'shem shamayim situation. So the pasuk considers it as if you gave birth to her, Kilu Yolda, okay, because she was sick, she was all alone here, and he revived her by marrying her. So that's why the pasuk terms it Holida. Holida, even though it was a wife. Yirios, continuing, so Kalev married Azuva and Yirios. So Yirios, the Gemara Darshins, is not another wife, but it's another name for Miriam. Shahayu Paneha Domili Yirios. Her face was similar to Yirios, curtains, like the Yirios Izin by the Mishkan. But it was like, the Rashi says, Beli Toar, uncolored, undyed curtains, because she was always white from being sick. Ve'ela Baneha, and these, the following three are her children. Al Tikri Baneha Ela Boneha. shouldn't be read her children, but her builders, her boneha, meaning her, who built her? We just said, Kalev. So this is really descriptions of Kalev. Yesher, she yesher es atzmo. Yesher means he straightened himself. All these are going to be referring to the Meraglim. Yesher es atzmo, Rashi says, from following the Meraglim. Shovev, she shibev es yitzro, that he controlled and he disobeyed his yetzer from following the Meraglim. Va'ardon sherada es yitzro. He overpowered his yetzer. So all of these refer to Kalev. V'ikat da'amre. Others say that what is ardon mean? It's from the word alshayu panav. Switched on the side. Panav domin leveret. Ardon has the word veret in there. That his face was very red. He had a lot of color in his face. Okay, darshaning psukim based to Kalev on and Miriam. Next pasuk, ula ashkar, or later on in the two prakam later, ula ashkar avi takoa hayushtei nashim. Ashkar, the father of Takoa, had two wives, Chela v'Nara. So again, we darshan. Ashkar is at Kalev. Ashkar is really Kalev v'Dominik v'Shmo. Ashkar, why was he called Ashkar? Shehushkaru pana b'tanios. His face became blackened with fasting. Rashi quotes, again, he fasted so he would be saved from the eights of the Meraglim. Interesting, Yoshua and Kalev must have known beforehand that the Meraglim were going to do what they did. Right? Because we have that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for them. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously knew Kahoshiach HaMeatz and Meraglim. Kalev went to Chevron to daven at the Kivrei Avos. They must have known beforehand, before they got there. Because all of these Gemaras that he's called for, he's davening, don't let me be part of them. So they knew, but, even on the way there, you know, what the result was headed for. Avi, so Ashkar, he blackened his face. Avi, what do you mean? He was the father of Takoa. Shanasa Lakaav, he was really like a father to Miriam. Takoa, Shetaka is libo laviv shabashamayim. He inserted his heart for Hashem. Laviv shabashamayim. Hayushtei nashim, his two wives were the two wives, Chela and Nara. Nas Miriam kishtei nashim. Really, Miriam was like two wives. Why? Chela v'Nara. Lo Chela v'Nara havi. There weren't two wives named Chela v'Nara, but Ela b'tchila Chela ulepasof Nara. Originally she was sick, and then Nara, she became a Nara. She became like a young maiden when she became better. Period. Next. Ubenei Chela tzeres v'tzar v'esnan. Last part of the darshaning Miriam and Kalev. And the children of Chela were these three. So again, we darshan, they all have to do with Miriam herself. Tzeres shenas v'tzar l'chavroseha. Tzeres means once she became better, she became a tzara, a co-wife to her friends. Why? Because she became so beautiful that all the other co-wives were jealous of her after Kalev married her. And she became better from her sickness. Sohar, shahayu paneh domin l'saharayim. Sohar, because her face shone like the afternoon. Sohar, like by Noach, it was a light. The afternoon gives off light. Esnan, shakala roe osa molach esan lishta. Whoever man saw her, she was so beautiful that he then brought home a gift for his wife, an esnan for his wife. Esnan ben yoyada, why do you have to bring a gift for his wife? And esnan is usually, you want to convince someone to, esnan zona. So the Ben Yoyada says, but we're talking about going back to their own wives here. So the Ben Yoyada suggests that she had such a power over her that they immediately, when they saw her, went back to their own wives. And Lechora was during the day. Lechora was during the day. When did they see Miriam? During the day. So Kiaroa osa yisava lemishkavisha v'yalaro v'rosa bayom. And if you'd go home, right, called Kavud Basdav Panima, and the Halach and Shulchan Aruch, and Chazal say that one shouldn't be with their wives bayom. So that's why they had to do convincing to be able to be kovish their taiva and bring the esnan to their wife. Period. That's all about Miriam and Kalev. Now we get back to the story of Paro and Miriam and Moshe. Vitzav Paro l'chol amo. Paro commanded all of his nation. Commanded all of his nation that they were going to have to throw all of the baby boys into the Nile. Interesting, as we're about to see, because we know Paro had his Tagninim told him that today the Moshiach of Yisrael was born. It's going to be a boy, and he's going to get punished in his ultimate end. It's going to come through water. So they gave this whole thing. He said, okay, you got to throw them all into the Nile River. So the Klei Yakar points out that, why was it so confusing? Why was it so confusing that they had this power to see? They couldn't tell, like, was it going to be a Jew? Was it going to be an Egyptian? We'll see in a minute that he was going even on his own nation to throw the boys in. So what? They only got a half a vision? You're right. So it might be that it's not this Tagninim view is not doesn't have clarity. The Klei Yakar suggests in Aleph Chaf Beis, the beginning of Shmos, maybe the problem was because they usually had some clarity, but they saw in the stars they couldn't tell if it was going to be an Egyptian boy or a Jewish boy. Why? Because he grew up in the house of Paro. And we know Chazal say if you raise a child as if you gave birth to him. So they couldn't tell. They're like, is that an Egyptian kid? Is that a Jewish kid? That's why they were all confused. And he had to throw everybody in because he couldn't tell. Shemaya ben Mamish leza mitzris. Right? So he couldn't tell. That's why it was somewhat confusing for the Istagnidim. So he commanded his whole nation to throw them in. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chanina, Afalamo Gazar. Even on his own nation, he was Gozer, that they have to throw their little boys into the river. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Gzeirah Gazar. Really, it was three stages of the Gzeirah. Bitzchila, he said, in Benhu Vamitin or so, if it's a boy, kill them. That was to the midwives. Ulu Basof. After that, first he had the vision that the son was going to be born. But then he was born. So he said, okay, I have to find him. Lubasov kalabani yulari aratash lechuhu. He says, okay, you have to throw them all into the river. Ulubasov alamo gazar. And finally, at the end, he was even goes there on his own nation, like the Klei Yakar just said. Interesting, I see you quoted in the, from the Ksos. The Ksos HaKosh, and the B.R.A. Dafir quotes the Ksos, that interesting, if you look in the Psukim, only after he goes to tell the midwives, and the midwives come back and say, give their answer that their chayos, the Jewish women, are different, only then he says, okay, throw all of them into the river. Why did Paro Dafka wait to have the answer from the midwives before he made the gzera of throwing even the Egyptian boys into the river? So the Ksos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, we know the principle of Dina Dabachus Adina, that only applies. We only have to follow that principle if it's not a specifically racist law against a specific part of the population. Dina b'chus dina does not apply if it's a specific law against X or Y or a specific group. If it's a law, it's a certain tax brackets, but it's for the entire country. So then that's it. It's a dina b'chus dina. So he says that's how he explains what happened here. He made a law about killing the Jewish boys. So before he made the rule. So he says to them, why didn't you kill the Jewish boys? What did they answer? Because you just said, these Jewish people are different. What does that mean? We don't have to. This is not Dina Bachus Adina. This is a law just against the Jewish boys. This is, we're not going to be able to, we can't follow you. So that's why he answers, okay, throw all the Jewish boys in. Right? But once he gets the answer that they tie it to him, that he's different, so he said, okay, so that's why he made the Gzeira against the Kso says, based on that Rabbeinu Tam, he made the Gzeira against all the children. Okay, a Charifus. So he tells all of his nation to throw the boys in. So Vayelach Ish Beis Levi, now we darshan the Pasuk as well. So a man went from Beis Levi. Heichan halach, where did he go? Where did Amram go? Amram Yehuda Mar Barzvina, shahalach ba'atzas bito. He went in the wisdom and in the advice of his daughter. Tana, what happened? Amram gadol ador haya. Amram was the gadol ador. Kivan, shegazar paro harash, shekol b'nai yelod ayar atash lichuhu. Once Paro said all the boys had to be thrown into the river. Amar l'shavanu amelin. So Amram says, what am I having kids for? They're just going to be thrown into the river? Amar v'girish ishto. So he got up and he divorced his wife. And once the Gadol Adar divorces his wife, Amdukulam Begirsho Zisho Sayin, right? Once the Gadol Adar does something, boom, the whole Klal Yisrael follow. So they all got up and divorced their wives. Amra Lo, so all of a sudden, Bito, all of a sudden Miriam says to her father, Amram, Abba, Kashik Zeraska, Yotzim Shaparo, you're worse than Paro. Why? Sheparo Lo Gazer Ela Ala Zacharim. Paro said, you have to throw the boys into the river. V'yataka Zarta Ala Zacharim Ve'ala Nakevas. And you were against the boys and the girls, the little boys and girls, because no kids. Paro Lo Gazer Ela Ba'olam Hazeh. You were removing Olam Hazeh from these little boys. V'yata, I'm sorry, Paro goes there on Olam Hazeh, these little boys. V'yata Ba'olam Hazeh Ulam Haba. You're not letting them be born, so they're never going to get even Olam Haba. Paro Harasha Safek. I'm not sure why here he's called Harasha. Maybe it's just for the contrast. It is for the contrast of the following. Paro Harasha Safek Miskayemes Gzeiraso Safek Ena Miskayemes. Paro, who is a Rasha, and therefore it's unclear whether his Gzeira will be Mekuyim or not. Ata Tzadik. You're a tzaddik though, so of course your decree will be mekuyim. So Miriam convinces Amram, Amar v'hechter is ishto, amdu kulam v'hechzir is ishosein. So they all, Amram took back his wife, and they all took back their wives. Right, I was thinking of that. I'm not sure. Did the Kohanim also divorce their wives? They weren't in the Shibud. So maybe they didn't divorce their wives. They didn't divorce their wives. Everybody who was in the Shibud. Everybody was in the Shibud. So that's why, yeah. They couldn't have this discussion beforehand. Maybe, right, but he didn't tell his Miriam that he was going to do it. He's going to do it. He didn't think of this himself. He didn't think, well, Miriam was the one that had the Nevuah that they were, his mother, her mother was going to have be the one that's going to have a child who's going to be Moshiach Yisrael. We mentioned Pesach time in one of the Haggadah Shiurim, the thought of Rav Pinkus, who says on the pasuk Vayelachish Beis Levi VeYikach Es Bas Levi. Why doesn't it say any names at the beginning of Shmos? The beginning of Shmos, Perek Aper. Why doesn't it say Amram took Yocheved? Amram was the god of Hador. He's an Ish. He's Vayelach Ish. Ish Beis Levi Bas Levi Yocheved. Nobody's mentioned. Even Shifra and Pua's name aren't mentioned, right? They're also covered up. Why? Why the anonymity at the beginning of Shmos? So Rav Pinkus quotes in his Agada on Ella on the Veloy de Malach, Veloy de Sarah, Veloy de Shliach on that paragraph, because the emphasis is that this is the beginning of the Geula, and the emphasis is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Goel. Everyone else involved are tools. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu had a major part, but he's a tool by HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Why aren't they mentioned? Gamei Tzal Moshe Rabbeinu. He's mentioned, his names aren't mentioned. So to Inyan Hu, Shemayachar, Va'oskim Zekan, Besipra Ge'ula, Va'gulu Nasai Dei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechodu Va'atzmo, V'loi Dei Af Echad Acher, L'Chein, Ein Echad Maven Elu, Shemu Ravin, B'talich HaGeula, Ha'olah Kamisham. That's why no names are mentioned, at least at this point, to show the beginning of Ge'ula, the whole process starts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. It could have been any Ishvi Beis Levi and Bas Levi. You're right, it was the Gadol Adar. You're right, it was the Moshe Rabbeinu, but really, their names aren't mentioned. And he says, if you contrast this, like any history book that tells the story of a rebellion, of a change in history, the chapter is all about certain protagonists who played a part in the history. Every history book is not here. Our history book, no names. No names in the history book, at least at the beginning. Right, until you tell the actual story, yeah, no names, because it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo V'yatzmo. And we even connected this to another thought later in the Haggadah by Rav Pinkus, where he talks about davening, what we say in Nishmas, Baladecha Ein Lanu Melech Goel Moshiach. You're the only one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are only Goel. So he gives the unbelievable mashal. He says, imagine, he says, a 2.5-year-old boy in the middle of the night calls his mother, Ima, Ima. So the mother says, what do you want? He says, I'm thirsty. So he says, okay, Yankala, go get a drink. Don't bother me. Go get a drink. Right, you don't to be to stader ba'atzmacha. He says, "Okay, fine." So, what happens though beforehand when the baby is a month old? What happened when the baby's not two and a half? Okay, even 2.5. When the baby's 5 years old, the mother will tell him to do be mistader. But what about when the baby's a month old? The baby starts crying. Okay, be mistader, be mistader. No. Oh, well, how could I help you? Picks up the baby. Oh, right. You have to nurse. You have to. What's the difference? Because the baby, not the toddler, the baby is totally dependent. And when the baby is totally dependent, the parent acknowledges that I have to take care of you. I realize you are totally dependent on me, so I have to take care of you. The four-year-old is not totally dependent. The four-year-old should be independent, and therefore the parent acts in kind to make them independent. When we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to acknowledge in tefillah that Baladecha Ein Lanu Melech, we're like the one-month-old. We're like the one-month-old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you. We need you like the one-month-old. And the more we act dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he's going to act that we need him. And we are dependent. He's going to act like the parent with the child who's a month-old. Now if we think we're independent, No, when we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to have the attitude of the one-month-old baby. Because it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Goel. He's the one that can help. Okay. That's Rav Pinkus on Vayelach Ishmi Beis Levi. Let's continue. Where are we? Vayikach. So what happens? He takes his wife back. Vayikach. Vayachzer miboyle. What do you mean? Based on the story, he shouldn't say that he took his wife. He should say he returned his wife. Amar Yehuda Bar Zvina Sha'asalo Maisa Lekuchen. That he did a marriage. Maisa Lekuchen. Right? The Kiddushin. He did Kiddushin with his wife. Hoshiva ba'apiryon, he put her in an apiryon, which is like a chuppah. Va'aron and Miriam meraktim ofaneha. Aaron and Miriam dance in front of her. Umalchei Asharis amru ema banim smeicha. It's a whole wedding party. Whole wedding party. The mafarshim say to be mafarsim. Amru wanted to make sure everybody else knew that he was taking his wife back, so that they would all take their wives back. Interesting, Maariz Chayis here. Maariz Chayis says this Gemara is the source of the Rambam. Which Rambam? The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Tes. He writes there the seven mitzvahs, the six mitzvahs Bnei Adam. The six mitzvahs Bnei Adam. And then he says, Noach got an extra one, Abram and Achai. And then, V'chein ha'ya hadavar, these seven mitzvahs, B'chol ha'olam at Avram. Next 10 generations, there were these seven until Avram came along. Nitztava yeser elu, and Avram added on, Mila. V'hu yispalo shachris. V'yitzcha kifrish meiser. V'hosef filach heres lefnos hayom. V'yakov hosef giranosha. V'hispalo arvis. So each of the Yavos added on one mitzvah to the seven. And then the next line of the Rambam: Ubimitzrayim nitztave Amram b'mitzvos yaseros, and Amram got more mitzvos. Achba Moshe Rabbeinu v'dishlam Torah al yada. Right, so Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Amram, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov—they're all alluded to in the Torah. Where does it say that Amram got mitzvos? So the Kesef Mishnah says, I have no idea. Sorach ian mehechem ha'isila. That's it. Kesef Mishnah says, I don't know where the Rambam got this from. Where did get mitzvahs? So the Maariz Chayis says right here, Likuchen, there was no Kiddushin before Matan Torah. There's no real Kiddushin. There was, rather, read the Rambam of Gini Filchaz Ishus, Pagi Isha Bashuk, right? There was Ishus. There wasn't Likuchen. So right here, so maybe this is where the Rambam got it from. And Gittin, right? Gittin, he divorced his wife. So maybe you could say divorce means just asked her to leave. But you didn't know what it meant, right? But what does it mean? Right, that could be an answer to the question also. Why didn't they have this conversation before the divorce? What was divorce then? It might have just been, okay, see you later. You know, that she leaves. Right, it might not have been a whole process involved. Okay, that's the Maariz Chayis is a Meshech Chachma. You could also look at the second Meshech Chachma in Sefer Shmos. Also discusses this Rambam about the mitzvahs that Amram got. Okay, we'll see at the end. As Bas Levi. So what happens? So he takes Bas Levi, the daughter of Levi. Ask the Gemara. Efshar Bas Meu Shloshim Shana Havi Vekar Le'Bas. She was 130 years old. If you do the math, Yocheved was 130 years old, and the Torah calls her a Bas Levi, a young maiden. Tiyamer Bichama Bar Chanina Zu Yocheved Shaharasa Bederach Veleidasa Benachomos. She was born. She was her Herayon happened on the way, and she was born as they came into Mitzrayim. Shneimar Shayolda Osa LeLevi Mitzrayim. That was born to the house of Levi in Mitzrayim. Leidasa Mitzrayim Ben Harasa Mitzrayim. So how could she be called a Bas Levi if she was 130? So Amar Yehuda Shenoldu Basi Mani Naris. No, similar to Sarah, right? She became a maiden. She became Nar. She was old, but she became a maiden. So much so that the Eben Ezra asks in Parshas Vayigash, I don't know why the Torah doesn't mention such an ace. The Torah makes such a big deal about Sarah. Sarah was much younger, right? 130? That was older than Avram. Older than Avram Avinu. So he asked the Eben Ezra in Parshas Vayigash, Gamze Toma, Lomalo Hizkir Hakasav, Hapela Shanasa Ima, Shaholita Moshe, Ibas Kuvla Mishana. Valama Hizkir Rak Sarah, Shahisa Bastishim. Right? Sarah was 90. She was 130. Right? Why doesn't the Torah mention it? Sarah Chien, he doesn't answer it. The Ramban quotes the Eben Ezra and he answers it. He says, the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is not a history book. You know why I mentioned Sarah? Because a Navi prophesied that this was going to happen. So to prove that nevuah, that's why the Torah mentions it. You're right, it was a nace, but not every nace is mentioned. Not every nace is mentioned. One answer. Different answer, the Gur Aryeh, the Maharal, beginning of Shmos, gives a second answer. He says, why doesn't he mention it? Because everything was a nace then. They had 60 kids at one time, Rashi says. What, so Dafka? What, it's a bigger nace for a woman 130 to have one kid than a woman to have 60 kids at one time? Shishim Bekar Zechad? So the whole thing was Benace then. So that's why it doesn't mention it. So two answers to the Eben Ezra's Kasha. Why wasn't this nace mentioned? Either everything was nace then, or the Ramban says, because the Torah is not a history book. Not every nace has to be mentioned. Only something with a purpose. For example, if it was forecast by a Navi. Continuing. Vataro Yishabate Lebein. So what happened? That she became pregnant and had a son. Vohavis Miabra Beitlosa Yarchi Meikara. As we'll see in a few minutes, the Gemara is going to explain. What do you mean? She Yocheved had already been pregnant for 3 months before Amram took her back. He must have impregnated her before he separated from her, and then took her back pretty soon afterwards. So what do you mean, Vatar Vatelet? So Amram Yehuda Barzvina, Makesh Leidasa LaHorasa. No, but it's meant to compare the pregnancy to the birth. Mahorasa Shlo Betzar, just like the pregnancy started without pain, Af Leidasa Shlo Betzar, also the birth itself did not have pain. Mikan L'Nashim Tzidkanios Shlo Hayu Bepiska Shel Chava. Righteous women are not included in Chava's decree of Be'etzev Tal Dibon. Period. Vatera oso kitofu. She saw that he was good. The baby was good. Tanya, what do you mean good? Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer Tov Shmo. Tov was his name. He was Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tuvia Shmo. Moshe's name was Tuvia. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Hagun Lenevius. Number three. No, Tov means he was fit for prophecy. Acherim Omerim Nolad Kishuhu Mahul. Tov means he was Mahul, like we had by David HaMelech yesterday. Vachachamim Omerim B'shoah Shenolad Moshe Nismali Habayis Kulo Or. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the house was filled with light. K'siv hacha v'tera osoki tovu. How do you know that? Because it says she saw that he was good. V'k'siv hasam v'yara lakim es ha'or ki tov. K'zei reshava, tov tov. Period. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names. Tovya, Avigdor, and a bunch of names Moshe Rabbeinu had. So why Dafka was Moshe picked? That was the one that stuck? The one that Bas Paro gave him. Right, it's so significant. Moshe Kimina Mayim Mishisiyu. He was pulled from the water. That's the most significant event of his life. All the other names are left out. As I mentioned in a drasha about 5 years ago, thought from a Rav Ron, who's a Rebbe now in a Tivaryeh, I learned with when I was in Shalavim. So he suggested that no, Moshe Mina Mayim Mishisiyu. What's water? Water is the ultimate in conformity. Where water takes the shape of any container that is put in. If you put it into a triangular container, so the water becomes triangular. You put it into a square, water takes the shape. Water represents the ultimate in conformity. Moshe was min hamayim mishisihu. He was the anti-water. He was pulled from the water. Moshe was a nonconformist. He grew up in the house of Paro. He came out that he killed the mystery. Moshe Rabbeinu, wherever he was, he did what he wanted, what he believed in, even though it was against everything. He comes to Midian, right? He chases away the other shepherds. Chases away a strange country. He's on the run. He wants to keep a low profile. And this is what he does. This is what he does. He doesn't even know these people, these group of non-Jews. That's Moshe. That's the significance of Moshe. I've been in the name of Moshe. Min Hamayim Mishisiyu. He was pulled from the water. He was the anti-water. And that's the name that stuck. Okay. And she hid him for 3 months. Why 3 months? Because the Egyptians all knew when Abram and all the husbands took back their wives, so they counted 9 months from the time that they returned. But, and that's why they came, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara assumes, was impregnated, his mother was impregnated with him 3 months earlier. So, by the time they came to check, he was 3 months old. So she couldn't hide him anymore because he was too big. She was pregnant 3 months earlier. Interesting. When did the Mitzrayim come then? When Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 months old? Shavuos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Zion Adar. 3 months later was Shavuos. They thought the due date was Shavuos. The due date was really Zion Adar. But they thought the due date was Shavuos. V'lo yachlo ratzvino. Right, that's the it's a connection to Moshe, another connection to Moshe Rabbeinu and Shavuos. That's the makar for greenery because of the they covered him up with a green. Oh, another makar on the third. Okay, another reason for the green, not just Har Sinai on Shavuos, but also they covered him up on the third on the after 3 months they covered him. So again, I guess deloka gra. Right, the gra is not into the green, the greenery. The gra thinks that all the trees and shuls are copying a different religion where they have some trees on some of their holidays. But according to the Chai Adam, Rova of Ka Minag Yisrael is not like the Gra, and that is, that maybe they took it from us, right? That we have the trees because of Al Zecher to Har Sinai, and now Rabbi Shriver is suggesting as a Zecher to the covering up of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo Yachal Adatzvino, she couldn't hide him anymore. Amai, it's Bnei Avateza, why not? So he's a little bigger. 3-month-old baby is not so big. So Ella, no, the problem was as follows. Kol Heichad Avishami Mitzroi Demisulid Yenuka, wherever the Egyptians suspected that there was a baby born, Mamtu Yenuka Hasan, they brought another baby there to cry, Ki Heichad Lashme'inu Uma'ave, because one baby crying causes another baby to cry. Tchsiv Echazu Lanu Shualim Shualim Ktanim, V'gomer, Rashi quotes the end of the Pasuk, on the fifth wide line, Hamachalim Sakrami Yosem Smadar. The little foxes ruin the branches when they're very small. So here too, the little babies are going to cause the other babies to be found out. Vatikach lo tevas gomer. So she took a basket of gomer. Maishna gomer. Why dafka gomer? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mikan l'tzadikim shemamonim chaviv alayin yosem migufan. A makar that for tzaddikim, their money is more chaviv for their bodies. So Rashi quotes, they didn't use the strongest material, wood. They only used gomer, right? So that why? Because they cared a lot about their money. Cared a lot about their money? And that's why they didn't take all their precautions. You have to understand is that, you know, they took the precautions. They didn't just go, they didn't go to super duper, you know, the super duper security. They only got the good security. And they trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't have to go overboard with the type of basket they use. Why are they so careful with their money? Because stealing is not an option. So that's why tzaddikim are careful with their money. Davar rach. No, well, you know why they use gome? Because that's flexible. They use something soft. If you have something hard, like the makabarad, the stalks that were hard, they got broken. The ones that were pliable, the ones that went back and forth, was the one that stood. They lined it with pitch and with tar. Chemer on the inside, zefes on the outside. Right, so that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have to smell the foul smelling stench. They only put the zefes on the outside. They put the yelad into the swamp. Reb Elazar Omar Yamsuf. What does suf mean? Into the Yamsuf. They put him in. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omar Agam. They put him into the swampy area, not actually in the middle of the Yamsuf. Kitachsiv Kane Vesuf Kamelu. Rabbi Nabachai here quotes that there was a chachma to this. Why putting him in the Agam? She wanted to put him in the water so that there'll be Yotzezayin, what the Ex-Dagninim said. The Ex-Dagninim said, hey, his downfall was going to be by water. So she figured putting him into the swamp is good enough, and they'll say, okay, he was put into the water. But it's also good enough so that she'll be able to guard him. It's not in the middle of the Yamsuf with the big boats. It's next to the sign. That's why she tried to put him in the Agam. The problem was that Bas Paro all of a sudden came down and saw him there. But really, it was a Dvar Chachma that she tried to cover herself and cover both bases. So what happens? The daughter of Paro came down to wash herself on the Ya'ar. Amr, Reb Yochanan Mishim, Reb Shimon ben Yochai, Milamed, Shayarda Lerchos Migilule Aviyah. What was she going down to the river for? To wash herself from Avodah Zarah. She was ready to wash herself from Avodah Zarah. V'cheinu Omer, as it says, Imrachatz Hashem es Soas ben Osion v'gomer. Rashi on top, Lirchotz, Litvol Sham, L'shem, Geirus. Geirus. So, if you remember, Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, we discussed this. Rashi there says the same thing there, L'shem, Geirus. Asks the Turei Evan over there, the Shagas Aryeh, what kind of Geirus are we talking about? We're in Mitzrayim. L'shem, Geirus? What kind of Geirus is there? Says the Turei Evan. Where are we? There in Megillah Yud Gimel, where this comes up. V'halesa, Zeh Einu Ela Bavali Kaneis L'Kedushas Yisrael, L'tzeis Mitaras Noach. What kind of gerus are we talking about here? Avo ba'ozo zman adayin kulam haya aleim Torah's ben Noach v'tfila zulama. Right, he's taking a stand, but he's assuming that at that stage Klal Yisrael had the status of ben Noach. You can even say that maybe after Yitzias Mitzrayim they had a different stage, but at this stage they weren't Klal Yisrael yet. Really, it was in right. They were still in Mitzrayim. So what kind of gerus is that? So the Merom Yisada, the Netziv there in Megillah suggests. Then maybe it's like what we find in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says if someone's a Baal Shuvah, someone who was totally a Meshumad, and didn't believe in anything, and then he came to become a Baal Shuvah, there's a minhag to do a tefillah. You don't really need a Geirus, you're Jewish, but there's a minhag to do a tefillah because you're being nichnas into the world of Kedusha now, L'maisa. So too, maybe that's what it was like. That's what it means, L'shem Geirus. It means like that type of Geirus. That's what the Netziv suggests over there in Megillah. Continuing, line 5, Benar was holchos, her maidens went with her, v'chulu, Amr Rabbi Yochanan ein halicha zu ela lashon misa. They went, halicha zu lashon misa. They were going to die. V'cheinu amer hinei anochi holech lamus, like Esav says, I'm going to die. V'teira es hateva betoch asuv, why are they going to die? We'll see in a minute. And she sees all of a sudden Basya sees the teva in the middle of the suf. Kimin dechazu dekaboy latzuli l'moshe, once the other maidens saw that she was trying to save Moshe, Amrullah, they said to her, Givirtenu, min hagu shal olam, generally in the world, Malach Basav Adam goes exera, a king makes a rule. Im kol olam kula im kaimenosa, whatever, but evasa mekaimenosa. If a rule is made, even if the people don't listen, at least his family listens to his rule. Va'ato, verasak zeres avicha, and you're not listening to your father's decree. But Gavriel v'chifta bakarka. Gavriel came along and said, don't worry, took care of them, and he smote all of them down. And what happened? She takes her amasa and she sends her amasa. Rashi quotes this on the Torah. Chadamar Yada, one says it means she sent her hand to get Moshe. The Chadamar Shavchasa, one said, the other one says amasa, no, means maidservant, she sent one of her shvachas. There must have been one left. Manda Amar Yada Dechsev Amasa, the one who says it means Yada because It says amasa, which means her arm. Umanda Rashiv Chasa means it looks of Yada. It doesn't say Yada, which would have been a more Pashut word. Umanda Rashiv Chasa Hamad Bog Gabriel Vachit Bakarka. Didn't Gabriel kill them all? Tishaya Lachada. No, she left one. Tlav Orcha Debas Malka Lamekim Lachuda. It's not appropriate. Oh, maybe raise suspicions if she was all alone. So Gabriel left one of them. Umanda Yada looked like Yada. So why doesn't it say Yada? Why does it say amasa? Hakamashmalan de ishtarbev ishtarbuve. No, it's to teach us that her arm stretched out amos. Damar mar v'chenet amotzi ba'amasa shel bas paro. Right, it stretched out into amos, because the baby was all the way in the water and her arm magically stretched out. As all the Bali Musar say in Shmos, what was she thinking? Her arm was very short, so what was she even trying to stretch for? She knew that this ace was going to happen? The answer is no. You try to do something. You do your ishtalos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. You try to do a Maisa Chesed, it's impossible. You do the Hishtalos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you out. Don't worry about it. You just take the first step. V'chein ata motzi b'shinei Rishayim. You'll also find the same thing by the teeth of Rishayim. T'chsiv shinei Rishayim shibarta. You broke the teeth of the Rishayim. Amar Reish Lakish. We have this also in Megillah. Atikri shibarta ela shirivavata. Right? You stretched out the teeth. Remember that story with Og and his teeth became big and he was holding the mountain and fell over his neck. So that's the story back in Megillah. Next. Vatiftach vateiras a yaled. She opens up the basket and she sees the baby. Vateira mi boyle. What do you mean vateira who? What's the extra? What else does she see there? Amri vateir chanina sheras a shchina imo. She saw the shchina. She saw the shchina with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, the Yerachayim Hakadosh. She saw the shchina. This daughter of Parah, had she know what the shchina looked like? How do you know what the shchina looked like? So two answers. He quotes there in Shmos. And number one, maybe it means that she just saw a great light. And that's what it means by the Shechina. A, or she felt something special. How did she feel? Because she had saras, which all of a sudden, right when she touched the basket, it got rid of it. So she knows there's a godly something about this basket. That's a medrash. Amra einze ela ben eloki. So either way, she either saw a light or her saras left. The nar was crying. Was he a boy? Was he a lad? A yelled or a nar? So Tana who yelled v'kol kanar. Really, he was a boy, but he had a very mature voice. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim says, no, that can't be. He's a balmum then. If he's a baby who talks like an adult, it's a balmum. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, fourth line on top. V'hu levi v'nifsal b'kol avodas hashir. He's a Levi and he has a balmum voice. He can't sing. So Ella Malami Shastalo Imo Chupas Neurim Beteva. No, what does it mean? Like Nar, that his mother didn't know if she would ever see him again. So she put a little chupa in the basket with him. I might not see his chupa, so I'm putting in a little chupa in the basket. Amra Shemelo Eskelu Chupaso. Maybe I won't be zoche for it to see his chupa. Vatachlo Lava Tomer Miyalda Ivrimze. She had Rachmanes and she said, ah, he's a Jewish child. We know Yada. How did she know that he was a Jewish child? She saw that he was Mahol. We mentioned a number of times in the past the thought of the Slonim of Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, that if you look at the Pesukim, what did the Pesukim say? She saw that he was crying, and she says, ah, Miyalda Hir Ivrim Zeh. So the Slonim of Rebbe says, how did she know? Because a Jew cries differently. A Jew doesn't cry a Bechi Shal Yeish, but a Bechi Shal Tikva. There's a whole arichus in regarding Tisha B'Av. We cry, but we cry with a yearning. We cry with a knowledge that things could be better and that things will be better. That's the homiletic way of looking at the pasuk. She saw that he was crying and says, oh, he must be a Jew. But the pasuk, the chazal say, because he was mahol. Zeh, what do you mean, Yalde Ivrim? Zeh, so three pshatim, what does the word zeh mean? Amar, b'yochana malamish and establish lo midaita. She was misreally being prophesied because she didn't even realize it. Zen novel ve'inach novel. This is the last one that's going to get thrown into the river. No one else. V'hainodam Rebbe Elazar. This is what Rebbe Elazar says. My desid, that people prophesize even though they don't realize. My desid v'chiyomer aleichem. When they say to you, dir shu'al ha'ovos v'el ha'yidonim, go, darshin, the necromancers and the ovos and the yidonim, ha'metzafsevim v'amagim, that are metzafsev, that chirp chirp, sofim v'in yodim ha'tsofim. They're talking, they don't know what they're talking about. Mahagim v'in yodim ha'mahagim. They express, they don't know what they're saying. Ra'u shomoshina shayisra b'mayim. They saw Huloka, they saw, the astrologers saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to beat Loka by water. Amdu v'gazru kol ha'ben ha'yelod ha'erath hashtachu. So they said, throw all the babies into the river. Kibush Adiyu LaMoshe. Once Moshe was in the water, Amru, they said, ah, Sulo Chazinan Keusimana, we don't see him anymore. He must have been killed. So they were Yodim. They didn't realize it's not that water. Shalmei Meriva Huloke. He was Nilke by Mei Meriva. What does it mean? These are the Mei Meriva that there was the strife by. Hema Shero Asagnini Paro Bato. This is the water that the astrologers of Paro saw, and they made a mistake. By the way, just if you want to look, the Ramban there in Parshas Chukas and Mei Meriva quotes four pshatim, what the chait was. What exactly was the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Ramban there quotes all of it. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes himself, quotes four different pshatim, what the chait was. V'hainu tekamer Moshe. And this is what Moshe meant by saying, Sheishmeos Elef Ragli, 600,000 Ragli. Literally it means people walking, but the Gemara Darshan's Ragli as the follows. The Gomer Olam Moshe Yisrael, Bishvili, Nitzaltem Kolchem. Ragli could also mean because of me. You were saved because of me, because they messed up, because they made a mistake with their astrology. That is all the first pshat of Zeh. Zeh means Moshe Rabbeinu would fall in the river and nobody else, because they thought the Gzeira was over. Number two, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar, Oso Hayom Esrim Ve'echad Benisim Haya. That day that Moshe Rabbeinu was put into the river and found was the 21st day of Nisan. Amar Malachal Yisharis Bnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was the 21st day of Nisan? Shri Yishol Pesach. Right, the day of Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Malachal Yisharis say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Misha Asi Lomar Shira Al Hayam B'yom Zeh. Yoka biyom zeh. What's the zeh? The malachim say Hashem, the one who's going to lead Klal Yisrael in singing. He, something should happen to him on this day when he's put into the river. Number three pshat of zeh. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Amar Oso Hayom Shisha B'Sivan Haya. No, Shavuos. It was the sixth day of Sivan. Amar Malachai Sharis Levanei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim say to Hashem, Rabbanu Shalom, Misha Asa Lakabel Torah Mi'ar Sinai biyom zeh. Yoka biyom zeh. The one who's supposed to bring it down the Torah today is going to get nilka. It's not appropriate. So now let's do the math. Fine, according to the third pshat that says it was the sixth day of Sivan, it works out. Because Gimel Yarchei, it was 3 months. As Mishkachasla Gimel Yarchei, we know it was 3 months from when he was born, you know, Damar Mar, and we know when was he born. B'shiva ba'adar meis, u'b'shiva ba'adar nolad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was died and was born on the seventh day of Adar. U'mishiva ba'adar v'ashisha b'sivan t'lasa Yarchei, and that was 3 months. So it works out. But if he was 3 months old, so go back from the 21st day of Nisan, it doesn't work out. It's before Zayin Adar. So the Gemara answers, no. Osa Shanamu Beres Isa. It was an Eber Yar. There were two Adars that year. So Ruba Shal Rishon, he was born on Zayin Adar, in Adar Rishon. So you have Adar Rishon, then Adar Sheni, and Ruba Shal Achron, and Soy Shalim. It's called 3 months because you have parts of 3 months. 2 points. Number one, where does it say? Does it say anywhere in the Torah or in Tanakh that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar? Or born on Zayin Adar? It doesn't say that anywhere. But Rashi does the math for you. Because we know Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan. And 3 days before that, Hashem says to Yeshua, the Mun's going to run out now, and in 3 days you're going to cross the Yarden. And the Mun was going to run out. And Chazal, and we know that the Mun lasted for a month after Moshe Rabbeinu died. So just working backwards, seventh day of Nisan, going back to the seventh day of Adar. So Rashi quotes that whole calculation in Dibur Maskil Damar Mar. Also, the Chazal also have a Mesorah that Moshe died on Shabbos. Zayin Adar that year was on Shabbos, and that's what the Beis Yosef quotes in the Simen, Reish Tzadik Gimel. That's why there's a minhag to say Tzidkas Chesedek Shabbos afternoon. Because we're Matzdik the Din, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta today. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta today, so we do Tzidik Adin on Shabbos afternoon. That's where that comes from. That's in the Beis Yosef. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel. Just to mention the question, there's a Kabbalistic answer, but so I saw the Rokeach asks, if Moshe Rabbeinu died on Shabbos, then how did he write 13 Sifrei Torah his last day? See, it was Malach HaDaraisa. Kasha. Okay, if you want to look it up, I'll give you an answer. There's a Kabbalistic answer that was given, but we'll leave it as a kasha for now. V'tomer achozol bas paro, he'elef akarazi l'chayisha minakez min ivriyos. The Miriam says to bas paro, should I go call a nursemaid from the Jews? U'mashtam ivriyos, why from the Jews? Malame shechziru l'mosha komitzios kulma v'lo yonak. She went to find nursemaids by all the Egyptian women, and he didn't nurse. Amar, why? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Pesha Asal Dabar Meshchina Yinak Dabar Tamei. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to talk with the Shechina, should nurse from a non-Jewish woman. V'hayno Tuxiv Mi Yoredeya, L'mi Yoredeya, L'mi Yavin Shmua. Who should be the Poskei Hadar? L'gmulim Echol V'alatiki Mishadayim. Those who have special milk, and that nurse from only pure sources. Period. We'll start off tomorrow with the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that I like this quote, on Asa L'Dabar Mashchina. Okay, we'll stop here. And a good Yom HaMiyuchas to all. Today's year again was sponsored by the Silvers, L'Zecha Nishmas, Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia.